I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Cuba has already started laying off 10% of its workforce. It was a radical plan to help reduce government spending and boost the private sector. WorldServe's John Dick says their partners are going to soon feel that.
The Cuban churches have been very big on being able to help others who are in need because there's a lot of people in need, but that will be severely impacted. The gospel, I believe, has surged ahead in Cuba because it is difficult to call yourself a Christian. There are implications for that. And I see this kind of situation as throwing them completely on what God is going to do in their lives.
Next, Cure International donors provide medical care for 12,000 children every year. Now it's possible to contribute to the needs of a specific child and follow that child's progress through email and Facebook. That's according to Cure's Joel Worrell.
These are real people who have real lives, and we have the blessing and the benefit in our hospitals of seeing their stories and seeing how God is working in their lives and being a part of that. We're just really trying to find a way to use technology to help broaden that circle.
The goal is deeper involvement for everybody who cares about healing children for the sake of the gospel. And it wasn't the Ken, but the stories told in the Fall E3 Film Festival were even more compelling. The ministry showed both commissioned and amateur films touching on the impact of the gospel around the world. The result was a heightened awareness of the ministry's reach. 18 films were shown, highlighting various ministries of E3, and two came away with top honors. Best overall film went to the Gamo people of Ethiopia, and best amateur film went to There's Hope for Rwanda. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University at Grand Rapids, Michigan. Find out about the plight of the Karen people of Burma through an incredible DVD documentary and prayer guide exclusively from Vision Beyond Borders. Get your free DVD and prayer guide by calling 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.